And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Destroyer. Created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Christopher Grayville, Barbara Pinellini, Karen Carbone, Kate Torrey, David Coy, Richard Rowan, Terrence Aselford, Nanette Savard, James Lewis, Dylan Lynch, Nathaniel Perry, Andy Clements, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer, number 120. The Last Monarch. It would be the ex-president's last photo op. His wife had objected, insisted that it would never happen as long as there was breath in her body. Her unyielding passion on the subject would have surprised many of her harshest critics. Even a few of their oldest friends would be stunned by her determination that the photo op not take place.
It's not so bad. It might even be good for him to get out.
One had been a close family friend since the California days. His once sharp face now sagged with age. Sitting across from him in the sunroom, she sipped tea from a china cup.
No.
The kids think it's a good idea.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was all settled.
It is.
She set her cup in its saucer.
It's just that they don't think things through very clearly. Everyone knows that.
Forget about the kids, then. Think about the country. Things have gotten bad in the past 10 years. America needs to have its hope restored, and people love him.
At this, the famous Ice Queen's veneer cracked ever so slightly. Her eyes began to well up as she fought back the memories. All the memories. For years, they had been happy. Now they were bitter, tinged with great sorrow. She straightened her back, seemingly embarrassed by her inability to control her emotions.
No, Cap. America or not, he's my husband, and I won't let him be used like some prop.
That was that. Or so she thought. A few days after she'd spoken what she thought to be the final word on the subject, she flew back east for a weekend anti-drug fundraiser. Although she was reluctant to leave his side, especially now, the doctors insisted he was fine. At this point, there were no sudden changes expected in his condition. Besides, the fight against drugs had always been a pet project of hers. Wifely concerns heavy on her mind, she left his side. Her plane was barely taxiing down the runway before they came to collect him. It was his daughter who betrayed him. The Goneril to his Lear. Now in her 40s, she had been young when he was climbing the ladder to his great perch. The girl had always been full of hate for her famous parents. This latest rebellion was more an act of revenge against the both of them than anything else. Her mother was airborne on her way to Washington. Her father was helpless to stop her. Perfect timing.
Cowboy boots, denim shirt, jeans.
The coterie of men who'd trailed her into her father's room began to dutifully raid closets and bureaus. Clothes were tossed onto the quilt. Through it all, her father sat there, oblivious. Perhaps a puzzled eyebrow arched as the men worked quickly. At one time, the most famous face in the world, reduced now to a confused knot of sadly familiar wrinkles. He did nothing to stop them as the strangers began to strip him of his nightclothes. 40 minutes later, they were on the range. Distant mountains undulated in blue-violet waves from the ruler flat plain. Above, wisps of clouds reflected shades of orange and red from the fire of the setting sun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?